Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Horrible loss to a horrible team. AFC North football. Every blade
road
of grass.
Action.
Road action. Yes. Offense bad, defense bad, special teams bad, result bad. Steelers 1-2. The Jets are next. That's good. That's the good news. Lee, what's up?
Hold on a second here. Hold on. Let me hold on. Hold on. All right. Go ahead, Lee.
What's up?
Hey,
Lee?
How you guys going?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I feel like Trubisky is kind of paralyzing the team, and it's not really his fault. I blame the front office. Wide receivers are losing confidence in him because they know, you know, he has a ceiling. And my thing is, if Pickett's not the guy, he's a five-year starter in college. If he's not the guy, then you made the wrong pick. You know, this would have been the perfect time to have him jump in because of the offenses you were playing. These offenses weren't going to be putting up 40 points. So you would have been only asking Kenny Pickett to maybe put up 24 to 21. And I feel like the front office is paralyzing the whole team is because, you know, you're putting the defense out there back to back to back to back. You can't expect them to just keep making stops every play. And I also thought that Tomlin should have kicked the field goal at 2:33. You were down by 9. You had a timeout left. So if you kicked the field goal and then kicked it off, you would have been on the other side of the 2-minute warning, and you would have still had a chance to maybe stop them and then go for the touchdown.
Well, let's stick with your first point there. I agree, Ron, that this is sort of a cloud hanging over the whole offense and the whole team. Mitchell Trubisky is a captain, and we appreciate the call, man, on this team. And he's a lame duck captain. To me, it's almost like having a lame duck coach. And I compare it to Miami's situation. They actually had a winning record, if memory serves, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but they had the same thing. They had a guy everybody knew was eventually going to play, and finally Flores, I don't know if he was under directions from ownership at that point or not, said, you know what, let's just go with our guy. Even though we're off to a good start, it seems like a bad dynamic when everybody on the team knows that your, in quotes, leader isn't really your leader because he's going to be gone. He's not the guy moving forward. You know what I mean? I think it's just a bad situation.
I know exactly, but are they losing faith in Trubisky, or are they losing faith in the play caller?
Maybe both, but I think
where is the angst directed at most? When you hear like Deontay last night say, "Hey, all we can do is run the plays that are called."
No, maybe they even like Trubisky and want him to be the guy. I don't know. That's even worse in some ways because, hey, we got faith in this guy, but you know what? First sign of trouble, or maybe the second or third sign of trouble, he's going to be gone anyway. Our leader isn't the guy. I think that statement right there affects a football team or maybe any sports team. The guy, our captain, our leader, our guy at the most important position is a lame duck. I compare it to having a lame duck coach. I just don't think it's a good situation in general. I think it's bad juju, if you will. Ron.
Bad juju.
Yeah.
Bringing up a name out of the past. No, I hear you. I mean, should Tomlin not have made him captain?
That's a good question,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that is a good question.
That's a great question because, again, I just made a lame duck. Unless it's absolutely true that Tomlin is bound and determined to not play Pickett this year.
To never play him.
Unless forced to in-game because of an injury.
I mean, maybe we look at the captaincy more than the players do. Maybe they don't really – they don't care. You know,
they probably don't care.
They still got to go out and play, right?
I just think every team needs a leader.
I think it's really a big deal that Najee's a captain at 24 in his second year. Maybe nobody else inside that locker room feels
maybe.
That way, though.
Yeah. I just think if I'm on a team and our leader and captain, we all know is a lame duck, it's a little bit defeatist, I think. I think there's a reason why organizations don't want to make coaches and managers in baseball, whatever, they don't want them to be lame ducks because of that very thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's if they care about the captaincies.
Yeah. Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I think as long as Matt Canada is calling the plays, you're going to have what you have so far, all except for the first half yesterday. You need somebody that's going to be dynamic. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback sitting out there with 18 years of reading defenses and calling plays. I think it's time to pick up the phone and call Ben and see if he'll come in.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
Give me your opinion.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Ben's done. They think he's done, and I think Ben is quite comfortable being in retirement right now.
Thank you, sir. I'll say this.
Maybe if they'd ask him after last year,
yeah,
maybe, but not
you
now.
You wondered if they'd be 0-3 with Pickett. I think they'd be 2-1 with Ben.
Wait a second. Did he mean at quarterback or at offensive coordinator? I think he might have.
Did
meant,
he mean coordinator?
I think he meant offensive coordinator.
I thought he meant his coordinator.
Did he?
Well, that will not happen. That will not happen.
I mean, he already was the coordinator quarterback at times.
I think that was kind of his point.
I don't think Ben is interested in working 20-hour days now looking at film. I'm sorry.
I think they'd be 2-1 right now with last year Ben.
At quarterback.
Yeah, at quarterback.
I agree.
I do. I think he would have won the Patriot game.
Or at least tied it. And sent it into overtime.
Let's go to Don. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, you fellas. Hey, I got three quick things, and I'll run through them not to take up too much of your time. If Kenny Pickett is the man, is the next man up, if something would happen that Trubisky couldn't play that day, he'd be there anyhow. So that's kind of so on my next point, why even have him on the sideline? He could probably stay on the sidelines if he's not in uniform. He can learn just as much without his uniform.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me hash that out because I think you raise another good point.
Okay.
Does Tomlin believe he's their second best option? Or does he believe, in his heart of hearts, does he believe Mason Rudolph would give him a better chance to win a game?
No, I didn't hear Hoke. I heard you guys saying that he said something like that. I think if he's afraid or he doesn't want to waste Pickett, or to that case, I would play Rudolph because Pickett can do the same thing, not having a chance to play. He would be like out, you know, out. He would be not even in
the
mix.
Yeah, but if he's the second guy, he's getting a lot of practice time. He's getting a lot of reps in practice. And if you're going to go with Rudolph, well, unless you make Trubisky your third guy.
I understand, but I heard somewhere, and I don't know where, if it was on your morning show or what, because my wife says I listen to too much sports anyhow. I hear Pickett is in practice. Is throwing balls to the defensive guys so they can stay sharp in interception.
Nah, I don't buy that.
I haven't heard that.
I have not heard that. I don't believe
he's
that.
Intentionally throwing interceptions to keep the defense sharp?
I don't buy that for one second.
I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know who gets to see practices, so that's just something I heard.
I haven't even heard that off the record through the sources. Pickett's going to want to play as well as he can. He wants to play.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. The practice that he's – okay, I don't know.
That's okay. What's your third point?
Or the third, okay. So I don't want to pick on the offensive coordinator. So how do we know, and not all the time, how do we know that he's calling something – but it's being the head coach is he's always on that phone. Who's he talking to? Is he saying, no, I don't want that done. Do this instead. that could be another thing, too. So that's the three things that I had questions about.
Thank you, sir.
I think Tomlin is more involved in the defense than he is in the offense. Now, that doesn't mean if there's one particular play he likes or doesn't like, he won't get involved. But I don't know that he's constantly second-guessing Canada.
Let's go to Ethan, shall we? How are you, Ethan?
Hey, doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, when people talk about Tomlin's resume, all these Tomlin enthusiasts, what's the one thing they always bring up? He's never had a losing season. You could say anything to these people, and they'll always come back with that. And this year, you look at the team, the makeup of the team, they have a real chance of that streak being broken. And so I don't think Tomlin is going to make any change at quarterback until that streak is not attainable anymore. He knows what he has in Mitch. He knows he's a 500 mediocre quarterback that could potentially get him to a 500 season, and he's concerned about his own resume.
Well, there's no such thing as a 500 season anymore. That's the thing, Ron. Is there a big difference?
Let's say go 8-8-1, as you predicted.
Well, you're right about that.
That's a 500 season.
That is a 500 season. I take back everything, Ethan.
You know what? I don't think he coaches because he doesn't want to have a losing season. I just don't believe that. He's very competitive and he wants to win. And he may not make the great decisions all the time, but I don't think it's because he wants to protect his never had a losing season. That's just me.
Did Ethan say the word incredulent?
Did you miss that?
I missed that.
I didn't hear it either.
He didn't seem like the type who would go incredulent on us.
He dropped an incredulent.
Can you bring that back?
In what context?
Just at the very end of his call there.
But what was incredulent? He just blurted out the word?
No, the 500 season, the 8-8-1, I think he said. He says, oh, that would be incredulent.
Please bring that back. I want to credit that man.
I missed that.
Ron, the whole 500 season thing, it's impressive in one way, but it's really not to me. Like, is there a difference to you whether the Steelers go 9-8 or 8-9?
A 9-8 might keep them in the playoff chase, where 8-9 might not. Mm. The only reason it's impressive is because they're always in the hunt until the last week, whether they make the playoffs or not. And if they do, then they get killed or whatever. But they're always in the hunt. That's the only reason it's impressive to me. And I don't know how impressive it is to him.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of teams that are always in the hunt. You know, if being in the hunt is sort of...
Well, it should. Maybe the bar should be higher.
Playing, you know, being eligible still for the playoffs with a couple of games left. I don't know. I don't know what to think of that one. I don't. It does get brought up a lot. In some ways, it's very impressive. It is. But in some ways, it's a little bit random just because, okay... What's the difference between how many they used to play? 7-9 and 8-8 in a given year. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Well,
It's just a game.
I just think it's a good reflection that he doesn't lose his teams, that they don't quit on him. He doesn't lose his locker room.
That's true.
We've never seen them just, you know, the one year where they lost 5 in a row, that they went from, 6-2 to 6-7. And they lost 5 in a row. That was Casey's Hamptons, this bleep's a wrap, in Cleveland. And they won the last 3 games and went 9-7. I don't think they made the playoffs, but he doesn't usually lose his team.
That's true.
But again, you know,
but it seems
there
like
are more important things. You know, how do you do in the playoffs? And he hasn't done very well.
It seems like that's the standard these days, though, you know? That's like the last thing they're hanging on to, is that we're always, quote, in it. I went back and looked at this. And if being in it or having a shot late in the year is being alive for the playoffs with 2 weeks left in the season, is that a reasonable definition of in it? You're alive with 2 weeks left in the season. You still got a shot to get in the playoffs. By that definition, the Broncos have been in it 18 of the past 21 years. The Chiefs, 10 of 12. Chargers, 12 of 15. Dolphins, 7 of 10. Colts, 18 of 20. Patriots, every single year. Ravens, virtually every single year. I'm just not that impressed by being in it every year. I don't know. I could be wrong about that, because a lot of people do use that as, you know, exhibit number one these days, that Tomlin is an elite coach. It's just, it's been a while, man. I've pointed out before, John Madden, Vince Lombardi, Bill Walsh, their careers were all less than 11 years. Or 11 years or less. Vince Lombardi, I mentioned him. In the last 11 years, Mike Tomlin has 3 playoff wins. It's been a while since he's been an elite coach to me.
That's more of an important stat than not having a losing season.
It's kind of like the Steve Peterson story. He was an A-plus his first stint at Pitt, and then like way, way less than that his second stint. But I don't know, is it fair to divide coaching tenures into different segments, because we could choose to divide any way we want? I think he's a good coach. It's just, man, it's been a while. They had the one run. They got to the AFC title game, and even then, it felt like a non-competitive game when they got there.
I think it's
going to
be a while longer.
Hmm.
You said it's been a while. It's going to be a while longer.
Could be. It could be. Mike, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Appreciate the Trubisky talk, but here's the real deal. So you know tonight on NFL Network is Rod Woodson of Football Life. Where is my Blitzburg? Brian Flores was brought in. Dolphins played tough D for the last couple of years. What is he doing? Our linebackers, watch the game again. Our linebackers are 6 yards off the ball. We're playing umbrella defense against Jacoby Brissett. You tell me when you watch Rod Woodson tonight. Start naming me those Hall of Fame quarterbacks he played with, Hall of Fame receivers he played with, Hall of Fame running backs. None. The defense is what the Berg is supposed to be about. Blitzburg, a drinking town with a football problem. That's what I want to talk about. Where is my D?
Well, I don't know. You were saying that in Cincinnati when they had 7 sacks and 5 turnovers with T.J. Watt, were you? Is he gone?
No, that is my D.
Okay. T.J. Watt hasn't played the last 2 games. I think that's a big part of it. And then the other part, they still can't stop the run, which affects the pass game.
Yeah,
and the other part is they allowed 17 points and 23 points in consecutive games, which you got to at least win one of those if you have a representative offense. Right?
Yes. Understood. But come on, guys. Like you said, they can't stop the run. Why? Alignment? What is Brian Flores doing? What is the D coordinator doing? What is going on? Mike Tomlin, you said earlier he chimes in on the defense.
Well, what is he chiming in? Yeah, it's a good question.
Well, what is he chiming in?
They were the worst run defense in the league last year, and he was in charge of it.
Thank you, sir. Falsey, can you bring back the Increnculant Man?
Yes.
You have that?
I do.
What was his name?
Ethan.
He seemed very sort of straight-laced or something. Very professional. I didn't expect an Increnculant. Maybe that's why I didn't hear it.
You can be professional and drop an Increnculant, especially if you're, a listener to the show.
You sure he did it?
I'll let you listen.
All right. See, that is a 500 season. I take back everything, Ethan.
You know what? I don't think he.
Did you hear it? He was determined to say that no matter what we were talking about.
It didn't fit into the conversation, but he said it.
He wanted to show off his prowess, his listening prowess.
What was he talking about again? That was so Increnculant.
He did. It was
the 500 record.
But the 500 record.
He used it improperly.
It could have told him what he had for lunch, and he would have said, "That's Increnculant."
I still appreciate it.
So do I. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Let's hear that one more time. How he fit that in there. I take back everything, Ethan.
You know what? I don't think he. I totally didn't hear that.
He knew you were about to hang up on him. We got games to pick. We got a weekend of NFL games, maybe mercifully, that don't include the Steelers. And we'll do that next. Ron? We got our picks coming up. Quickly, one thing we didn't touch on, Chooks falling on injured Anthony Walker on the same play that Chooks had the biggest penalty of the game. What did you guys make of that? It seems like I didn't realize he was taking so much social media heat for that. I thought he was just finishing a play.
I did too.
Can you tell the guy's injured there if you're Chooks?
No, I don't think you can, although his block is what hurt him. I mean, his knee bent underneath him.
Yeah.
But it was not his fault. It just happened.
Yeah.
And the guy's laying there, and he's finishing the play. I don't think he did anything wrong myself.
I don't know if people were upset because the guy was hurt or if it was just because he was already laying on the ground face first, and then Chooks went in with, like, an elbow and
did he go in with
full,
an elbow?
I thought he it was forearms.
Full body weight anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I'll have to look at it again. I blame him for the penalty, but I don't think he did anything malicious
it's just
there.
Weird.
Ron, go ahead. Here we go.
All right, we got some good games this week. Let's start off college. Clemson-Wake Forest, big battle in the ACC. Wake Forest is at home getting 7.5. I'm going to take Wake. I hate to go against Clemson, but I'm going to take Wake Forest in this one.
I'm going to take Clemson in this one. I'm not believing in Wake Forest. They almost lost to Liberty. Next.
This is the Big Ten game of the week. Wisconsin at Ohio State. Ohio State giving the Paul Chris 19. It's at Ohio State. Who do you got?
Ohio State. That's a lot of points, but I'm not a big believer in the Fighting Paul Chris.
No, but they have pretty good defensive teams up there. I don't know if they're going to score much. I'm going to take Wisconsin. Notre Dame at North Carolina, kind of two disappointing teams, I think. Notre Dame is getting 2 points at NC. I'm going to take the home team, North Carolina. I just don't think this Notre Dame team is very good.
I'm going to take Notre Dame. North Carolina barely beat App State. And did they lose to Georgia State? I know. I think they barely beat them, too. They stink.
All right. This is not a good game at Happy Valley. There'll be 110,000 there probably, but it's unattractive as hell, but we pick the local teams. I couldn't find a line on Pitt and Rhode Island, by the way. Central Michigan at Penn State. Penn State -27.5 at home. Who do you have?
I'm going to take Emma's Penn State Nittany Lions here, Ron. Central Michigan is a disaster.
I'm taking Penn State as well. I think they got a running game. This running back, this Singleton kid's pretty good. All right, let's go to the pros. Some great games this week, I think. Baltimore at New England. The Ravens going to bounce back like the Browns did last night from their bad loss. New England getting 2.5 at home. I'm going to take Belichick as an underdog at home. I'll bet his record as an underdog at home. First of all, I can't imagine there have been many, and I can't believe he's lost many. I'm going to take New England plus the 2.5.
I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens. I like Harbaugh has done well in Foxborough in playoff games for sure.
Yes, he has indeed.
And he has Lamar. And the other guys have Mac. And I'm a little down on Mac from his performance here. I was a little bit stunned by that. I thought he was really good.
I talked to Hoke yesterday, and he thought he played a good game. So I guess it's different perspectives, right? He said, I don't think he was bad at all.
Yeah.
But two different – I thought he was – pretty good. I guess I compared him to Trubisky. So maybe that's damning him with praise.
I thought he was inaccurate. I thought he threw the ball in their hands twice, and I thought his offense produced 10 points.
Buffalo, your Buffalo Bills at Miami. This might be the game of the day. Not like the Green Bay-Tampa game, but Buffett-Miami. Miami's getting 5.5 at home. Who do you got?
Buffalo is going to walk in there and score probably 47.
Well, if they do, I think Tua will get 44. Buffalo might win, but I'm going to take the 5.5. All right, Cincinnati at the New York Jets. The Jets flying high after coming back to beat Cleveland. The Bengals 0-2. Could they possibly go 0-3? I don't think so. I'm going to give the 6 points to the Jets at home and take Cincinnati.
Jets flying high. You like that?
Yeah, how about that? I didn't even know I said that.
It's incrinculant, Ron. Jets. I'm going to take the Jets in this game. Why not? They're coming off the win of a lifetime here, the Fighting Flaccos. I think he's going to have a big game. I think Cincinnati probably pulls this out late, but they're going to suffer and struggle in this one. And I can't wait to see them do that. Joe Burrow's a little too cocky for my tastes. He really is.
All right, last game, the Green Bay-Tampa Bay might be the best game of the day. Rodgers, Brady, Tampa minus one at home. Who do you got?
I like Tampa Bay in this game. They're playing great defense right now, and I have not been...
6.5 points a game they're giving up.
Yeah. I just haven't been overly impressed with Green Bay overall, you know? Yeah. I think Brady's going to get it together at least enough to make necessary plays late. So I like them by a touchdown.
Is Rodgers going to get it together with his receivers? I'm going with Green Bay, and so we have 8 games we're picking. 7 of them are different. The only one we have the same is Penn State. So if you go 7-0, you'll be tied with me. Going
I'll take 4-3. I'm chipping away, Ron. It's early.
So I'm really looking forward to the Buffalo-Miami game.
I hope that's on TV around here. All right.
Well, we might end up getting, I don't know, Baltimore or Cincinnati.
Yeah,
I mean. I mean, Baltimore-New England's pretty
good,
That's
a good game, but Buffalo-Miami's the game of the day. Right?
I like Green Bay, Tampa.
We never did the Stark Zone. We never did the Folesy. What is it called?
I don't remember. Faker for Real.
Faker for Real with Folesy and friends.
Too much was happening in a Thursday night game in the middle. Hurts us. We'll get to all of it next week. Pompeiani will be in with us Monday.
Is that right? Or is he skipping it again?
From what I heard, he's Monday.
Thank you, Folesy.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Emma. Have a good weekend, everybody. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.